other than salvation. Nothing affects more people in this life than marriage. In these days of eroding mores, no-fault divorce, and social acceptance of divorce, marriage is becoming an ever-increasingly dangerous quagmire. The cost of marital problems is colossal in terms of lives and money. The effects of marital disintegration, which occur after the I'll love you forever, are beyond assessment. All people are well advised to enter the marriage vows very carefully. The following email came from Miss H. My boyfriend, who believes in God but does not believe in the inerrancy of the Bible, sent me to your website. I must tell you, I am deeply thankful for people like you who spend so much time for the work of the Lord. The most important thing for us to do on earth is share our knowledge of God with others. Recently, I broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years because of our religious differences. When it comes to having a family together, I am growing uncertain of whether that is a good idea. My father, who is a pastor, told me of a verse about sticking with your yoke. He said that people have tried to use that verse to condemn biracial marriages, but what God was really condemning is marriage between believers and non-believers. My number one agenda in life is to be successful and raise a family with Christ at the center. I was hoping you could give me some Bible verses about me continuing my relationship with my boyfriend, as well as perhaps some scientific facts for him about God. He's very factual, and that's why it's hard for him to grasp many thoughts about the Bible, Noah's Ark being a big pill for him to swallow. I love him and don't want to give up on him. I know that if he found God, he'd be a great beacon for his work. However, I am realizing that it has been 2 years, and sometimes you have to let go and worry about your own spiritual well-being. Please write back to my email. I have been through so much heartache over this and searching my Bible for answers as well as endless prayer. Please help, Miss H. Reviewing simple statistics demonstrates that the odds of entering into and maintaining a successful marriage are abysmal. When the divorce rate, which exceeds 50%, is coupled with legal separations and the morbidity rate, which represents marriages which are dead but maintained because of children or social or financial reasons, unsuccessful marriages, by some estimates, reaches nearly 90%. However, that staggering number can be reduced even to zero, and of course, the Word of God declares the formula. In the psychology of marriage, there is a term, endogamy. According to the Funk and Wagnall Dictionary, it means marriage within the group, class, caste, or tribe, end of quote. A successful marriage will typically have endogamy at its core. The Scriptures instruct those who are remarrying after the death of a spouse in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39, the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to who she will, only in the Lord. This is the principle of endogamy. The Word of God commands equal yoking in all of our social and business relationships, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. In regard to marriage, equal yoking does not necessarily mean two people believing in God. When a farmer, for example, yokes two oxen together, one ox will typically be just a little larger and stronger than its yoke partner. This is done in order to effectuate maximum performance. The slightly stronger creature leads, but does not have to pick up the slack of a much weaker partner. Years ago, during a promotional event in which I was involved, two Pecoron draft horses were pulling a show wagon through town laden with children. One of these magnificent creatures weighed 2,500 pounds, while the other weighed 2,550 pounds. Equal yoking requires two members that are nearly identical. In the marriage union, equal yoking means a man and a woman of like spirit, which translates into like action. Miss H., your decision in the matter of marriage could affect dozens of people, including you, your husband, your children, grandchildren, other family members, in-laws, and more. Your vision to establish your family on the rock Christ Jesus is God-given. Anything else is sinking sand. In regard to dating, a Christian should not date a non-Christian. I use the term Christian, meaning surrendered to Christ. Breaking up with a boyfriend who's not willing to make his peace with God is the godly thing to do. Your error, Miss H., is that you were dating a non-believer in the first place, which creates its own unique set of problems. People go into relationships thinking they will one day win that one to Christ. In more cases than not, this turns out negatively. Miss H., if this young man cares for you, let him sit with you in the house of the Lord, where he can consider his own ways and be convicted of the Holy Ghost. Only after he makes a true confession and brings fruit worthy of repentance should you consider rekindling this relationship. Years ago, a Christian friend of mine was in need of a job. A very good job opportunity arose in a company's internet department, but he considered the industry in which he would work to be less than godly. He turned down the job without any other prospects in sight. He sacrificed that job opportunity unto God. A very short time later, the perfect job opportunity arose. God honored his sacrifice. Sister H., giving up this unequal relationship is your sacrifice unto God. He will not allow it to go unattended. You also asked for some scientific facts that would help your friend believe in the Word of God. This site has over 200 subjects that prove the veracity of the Word of God, and this site, God willing, grows by one subject every Thursday eve. You mentioned Noah's Ark being a big pill for him to swallow. For starters, have him click onto the following subjects on this website. Noah's Ark, Fact or Fiction. Noah 2. Created Out of Nothing. Dinosaurs. Man from Dirt. One Long Missing Day and the Cry of the Skeptics. Starlight. An Age of the Universe. And so on and so on. Sister H., stand fast in the Word of God, and you shall surely succeed. P.S. Noah's Ark 3 is scheduled to be published soon.